Right, let's take a final look at your sport this afternoon. The SPAR Proteas have announced their latest squad under newly appointed coaching duo Jenny van Dyk and Zanele Mdodana. Now, a combination of seasoned and new blood have made the cut for the 15-player squad. Nine players from the 2023 Netball World Cup, stalwarts Carla Pretorius, Inemri Fenta, Kanyisa Tawane and Ellemarie van der Berg remain in the squad. The coaching duo's inaugural match will see the SPAR Proteas face off against Malawi in August. And then over to some football. Richards Bay FC fight for survival leaped into the right direction with yesterday's victory over Kaizer Chiefs. The Natal Rich Boys need to climb out of the DStv Premiership red zone to avoid relegation playoffs at the end of the season. The Umhlathuzi side's coach Vusumuzi Vilakazi believes yesterday's battle was a different one for each side.
The two situations are not the same. Chiefs are looking to redeem themselves because they are having a loss. We are in a situation where we are fighting for our lives. It's a reality. So obviously the approach has to be different and the desire has to be different.
Richards Bay currently sits second from the bottom and are nine points clear from that bottom, while Kaizer Chiefs are 10th on the log. Moving over to the green, Scottie Scheffler has continued his recent dominance on golf's PGA Tour with victory at the RBC Heritage. Now, the American followed up his Masters win following a rain-delayed end to the event in South Carolina. The world number one finished four shots clear of the rest of the field on 20 under par.
You know, I'm just maturing as a person on the course. I think mentally the last, you know, month or so has been as good as I've been mentally in a long time. And I think that's why I'm seeing some of the results, you know, just staying in it, doing the best I can. And a lot of that stuff's easier said than done. But yeah, I'm proud of how I've been mentally on the course the last bit.
Rory McIlroy slipped down to a tie for 33rd. And then ending off with some cricket quickly, the first CSA T20 Challenge semi-finalists have been confirmed. The DP World Lions will host the Momentum Multiply Titans at the Wanderers Stadium, set to take place on Wednesday. That's all from me. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.